Ever get totally engrossed in a story, like heart pounding, palm sweating, feeling like you're right there in the action?
Yeah, totally. It's like that thing about a good book or movie, you know, makes it feel real, even though, of course, it's not.
Exactly. And that, my friend, leads us to today's deep dive.
Oh, this is going to be good.
We're going to unpack some seriously cool, groundbreaking research out of Keio University in Japan.
Okay. I'm intrigued.
They found a way to actually measure those emotional responses we have while we're reading. And not just like, oh, yeah, we reacted, but like the actual real-time ups and downs.
You're kidding. In real time, like as we're reading.
That's right. We're talking about measuring the emotional roller coaster of reading using some seriously cutting-edge wearable technology.
Okay, you have my full attention. Tell me everything.
Buckle up.
So where'd they publish this research?
Oh, it was at this intense-sounding conference, the 2021 ACM conference on pervasive and ubiquitous computing. But don't worry, we'll skip the tech jargon for you.
I appreciate that. Sounds a bit beyond me.
But the cool thing is, it brings together, like, literature and emotions and technology in a way we haven't really seen before.
Okay, I'm all about that intersection. Where do we even start?
Well, before we get to the tech, we got to talk about why emotions are so key to reading, especially fiction.
Right, right. Got to set the stage. It's like, why do we even care about the characters, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So what's the answer? Why do we get so wrapped up in these stories, even when we know they're not real?
Well, one thought is that even though it's all fictional, the events, the people, those emotions, the relationships, the conflicts, they mirror our own realities. You know, it's like holding up a mirror, but with, I don't know, dragons and spaceships thrown in.
And this whole idea of fiction connecting with us emotionally, it's like more relevant than ever.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, people are turning to stories more and more. In fact, this research actually mentioned this recent surge in book sales, especially fiction.
Totally. It seems like everyone's looking for that escape, that way to process what they're feeling. I even read somewhere that reading fiction can actually make people more empathetic, which, come on, we could all use a little more of that.
Surreal. So it's not just an escape, but it could also be like making us better people. I like it.
Right. Okay, but now I got to ask, how does this incredible technology you mentioned actually work? Spill the tea.
Okay, so get this. They're using something called electrodermal activity, or ED, to measure those emotional responses.
ED? Okay.
Yeah.
That's, elaborate on that for me.
So you know how your skin gets clammy when you're nervous or excited?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That's your body talking to you, right?
Yeah.
Like, hey, pay attention. Something's up. Well, turns out our skin actually conducts electricity differently when we sweat.
No way. Seriously?
Yeah. And by tracking those tiny changes in skin conductance, basically how well your skin is conducting electricity at that moment, researchers can peek into your emotional state as you're reading. It's wild.
So wait, are they like hooking people up to those lie detector tests while they read?
Kinda, but not exactly. Traditionally, they'd use sensors on your fingertips, but let's be real, who wants to read with their fingers clamped down? Not exactly comfy for curling up with a good book, right?
Yeah. No thanks.
It's where the smart and smart eyewear comes in, my friend.
Okay, now we're talking. Less wires, more reading. I like it, but how'd they make it work?
These researchers developed special glasses with EDA sensors built right into the bridge. You know, the part that sits on your nose.
Oh, that's clever. Yeah. Way less intrusive. So you're saying I can have my emotional cake and eat it too?
Precisely. But the big question is, did it actually work?
Yeah, that's what I'm dying to know. Did those high-tech glasses pass the test? Give me the details.
So to test it out, they had someone read Neil Gaiman's Snow Glass Apples, which is like this super dark, twisted retelling of Snow White.
Oh, I love Neil Gaiman. That's perfect. Definitely going to get those emotional sparks flying.
Right. But could those glasses actually pick up on all the subtle emotional cues?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question.
Well, to find out, they compared the data from the smart glasses to those readings you get from a traditional EDA wristband.
Oh, a good old-fashioned head-to-head. So what happened? Did the glasses hold up?
They did. And we'll dive into all the juicy details about how they stacked up right after this quick break. Stick with us. All right, so we're back and we've got this reader diving into a creepy Snow White story, hooked up to these emotion-detecting glasses.
Right, right. And we want to know if those glasses can really keep up with the story's twists and turns.
Did they? Spill the tea.
They totally did. Those glasses tracked the emotional peaks just like the wristband.
No way. So even though the sensors were in a different spot, they still caught all those emotional shifts.
You got it. Yeah. Now, there's a little thing. The forehead measurements, they weren't quite as strong as the wristband.
Makes sense. Our fingertips are like sweat gland central, right?
Exactly. But even though they weren't quite as sensitive, they still captured the same ups and downs. And that's huge.
Huge how? Break it down for me.
Think about it, this less intrusive approach, it opens up so many possibilities for how we experience and understand stories. It's mind-blowing.
Okay, I'm on board. So we've got these smart glasses eavesdropping on our emotional reactions to what we're reading. What does that even mean for us out here in the real world?
Imagine this, your own personal reading experience completely tailored to you, your emotions.
Good going.
What if you get book recommendations not just based on what you said you liked, but on how those books actually made you feel?
No, that's what I'm talking about. Forget algorithms. Let's talk about real reactions. The heart racing, sweat inducing kind.
You get it. Picture this. Choosing a book, same genre, two different authors, and you get to see which writing style really gets to you, you know, on a deeper level.
Whoa. Or even just tracking how you feel as you go through a book. I'd be like, oh, that's where it sucked me in. Or, yeah, no wonder that part was a drag. It'd be so cool to see your own emotional journey through the book.
See, and it's not just about having fun with it either. Think about the research possibilities. Studying how different genres, like, I don't know, thrillers versus romances, affect our mental health, stress, maybe even sleep.
So we could finally have hard data to prove what we bookworms have always known. Reading is powerful. But what about school? Could this be used in classrooms too?
Oh, totally. Imagine teachers seeing which parts of a book really resonate with students, which parts fall flat, all in real time.
No more pretending to understand Shakespeare. This is amazing, but it can't be perfect, right? Are there any downsides to this tech?
Of course, every new technology has its quirks, right? The researchers mentioned that things like moving around a lot while reading, or even just having naturally oilier skin, can mess with the readings.
So basically, a fidgety reader or someone with oily skin might throw the sensors off.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, so this isn't going to turn my e-reader into like a lie detector anytime soon.
Not yet, at least. But even with those little hiccups, the potential is huge. This research changes how we see the connection between what's going on in our minds, bodies, and the stories we read. It's a game changer.
It's like we're about to unlock a whole new level of storytelling. Using tech to bridge the gap between us and the story in ways we never thought possible.
100%. And it gets even wilder. The researchers mentioned they want to add even more sensors, things like heart rate and, get this, cognitive load.
Hold up, back up. Cognitive load? What in the world is that?
So it's basically how much effort your working memory is using at any given time. Like if you're reading something super challenging, your cognitive load would be through the roof.
Makes sense. So more sensors, even more data. We're talking about a whole new level of understanding how we react to stories.
Exactly. We're not just looking at emotions anymore, but your heart rate, your brain activity, the works.
This is one of those things that's both super exciting and a little bit terrifying at the same time. You know, what do you think? It's kind of like we're about to turn reading into this whole other thing, you know, not just how it makes you feel, but like how your body actually reacts. Wild.
It really makes you think about how powerful stories are, right? Like, they affect us on a physical level. We can measure it.
It's like you are what you eat, but for books. What we read changes how we think, how we feel, maybe even how our bodies react. Crazy.
And this tech, it's showing us those connections in a whole new way, right? We've always said stories are powerful, but now we're figuring out the science behind it. Super cool.
It's like a new era of storytelling where technology and, like, art combine. I'm here for it.
What if, and just hear me out, reading could be interactive. Like the story changes based on how you're reacting.
You're talking about like choose your own adventure, but on another level. The story just knows if you're bored or on the edge of your seat.
Exactly. It could change how authors write and how we experience stories.
It's a lot though, right? Like, yeah, it'd be super immersive and all, but are we okay with algorithms knowing how we feel about every little thing?
It's a tool, right? And like any tool, it's how we use it that matters. Something to think about for sure.
That's a good point. Well, I think that about wraps up our deep dive for today.
Yeah.
But this is one of those topics that really gets you thinking, you know?
Totally. If anything, we have more questions now than when we started. But that's what's so great about this stuff, right? It gets you curious, makes you see things differently.
Exactly. So to everyone listening, we'll leave you with this. What story would you want to experience like this? With all the emotional bells and whistles, your favorite book, something new, What about something you've written?
No, that's a thought.
Right. Thanks for joining us for this wild ride through storytelling, technology, and of course, the power of good old-fashioned human emotion. And until next time, keep those pages turning and those brains ticking. We'll catch you on the flip side.